tragedy at a Dallas air show. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. A collision between two planes at the World War II event.
The two planes collided in the air, leading to what appears to be a large explosion on the ground. Witnesses say debris from the shocking crash smashed onto the highway. Smoke could be seen billowing in the air for miles. The FAA released a statement saying that the two planes involved a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress and a Bell P-63 King Cobra collided and crashed at the Wings Over Dallas Air Show at Dallas Executive Airport around 1:20 p.m. local time. This collision, again, of course, shocking witnesses.
Fox's Christina Coleman. It's not clear how many people were on the planes. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly officially declaring victory over Republican challenger Blake Masters.
Senator Kelly, whose win was determined on Friday night, told supporters in Phoenix that there are lessons to be learned from America's highly divided electorate.
No one party has a monopoly on good ideas or the support of voters.
And that those in office should learn from that fact. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
In Nevada, incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's in a tight race with Republican challenger Adam Laxalt. And in Georgia, incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker will compete in a December 6th runoff. President Biden in Cambodia attending the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
Together, we will tackle the biggest issues of our time, from climate to health security, defend against the significant threats of rule-based order, and to threats to the rule of law.
He'll travel to Indonesia Monday for the G20 summit. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Authorities in Egypt say a bus fell into a canal in the Nile River Delta region, killing at least 21 people, including three children. Police are investigating, but say the driver may have lost control. An Idaho judge is considering splitting up the trial of a couple accused of killing the wife's two children and the husband's former wife.
A lawyer for Chad Daybell asked a judge to let his client be tried separately from Lori Vallow Daybell. EastIdahoNews.com reports that lawyer claims the couple has mutually antagonistic defenses. That's a legal term that means a jury would have to disbelieve one defendant in order to believe the other. The two are facing murder charges after the bodies of Vallow Daybell's two children were found on his property. Chad Daybell married Lori Vallow Daybell just 2 weeks after his last wife died. Prosecutors say the couple promoted unusual religious beliefs, and the judges put the trial on hold until officials can determine whether Vallow Daybell is mentally competent. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Texas fire dog's being credited for letting in a first responder who had gotten locked out of the firehouse.
In this tale, we learn that the golden retriever didn't even pause, but embarked on her duties immediately. It happened in the public safety building in Georgetown, Texas. Caught on security tape, pushing the bar on the door to let the first responder in, then rewarded with lots of love and attention. Coda usually helps her partner. Deputy Fire Marshal Jonathan Gillum, as he educates people about fire safety and prevention. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The NFL debuts in Germany tomorrow. Tampa Bay will take on the Seahawks in Munich. Three more NFL games are scheduled in Germany through 2025. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.